Wind shear is defined as a change in wind direction and or speed over a very short distance in the atmosphere. Wind shear can occur at any level of the atmosphere and can be both vertical and horizontal. You can detect wind shear by a sudden change in airspeed. You could expect low-level wind shear during strong temperature inversions on all sides of a thunderstorm and directly below the thunderstorm. You can also expect a wind shear zone in a temperature inversion whenever the wind speed at 2 to 4,000 feet above the surface is at least 25 knots. Low-level wind shear can also be found near frontal activity because winds can be significantly different in the two air masses that meet to form a front. In warm fronts, or warm frontal conditions, the most critical period is before the front passes the airport. Warm front wind shear may exist below 5,000 feet for about 6 hours before the surface passage of the front. Wind shear associated with a warm front is usually more extreme than that found in cold fronts. The shear associated with cold fronts is usually found behind the front. If the front is moving 30 knots or more, the shear zone will be 5,000 feet above the surface 3 hours after frontal passage. The two types of wind shear hazards are either a loss of a headwind or a loss of a tailwind. So a loss of a headwind means the headwind may shear to a calm or tailwind component. When this happens, initially the airspeed decreases, the aircraft pitches down, and altitude decreases. A tailwind may shear to either a calm or to a headwind. The airspeed initially increases, the aircraft pitches up, and altitude increases. Lower than normal power would be required initially, followed by a further decrease as the shear is encountered, and then an increase as the glide slope is regained. Structural icing occurs on an aircraft whenever supercooled water droplets make contact with any part of the aircraft where the surface of the aircraft is also at a temperature below freezing. You need two things in order to have icing. You need to have temperature at or below the freezing level and some form of visible moisture.